I'd like to extend greetings to everyone listening to this recording. I am here with my good friend, Jim Hamilton. My name is Rob Christie. I've been part of what is loosely called the personal growth and transformation movement for the best part of 5 decades. And during that long and wonderful journey, I've had the good fortune of encountering many teachers, people who are committed to offering something of value to any person who is making an attempt to make meaningful personal change in their life, however that shows up for them. And Jim Hamilton has invented a range of technologies that are proven to assist people along their paths. And today I'd like to focus with Jim on several of those concepts, soaring affirmations, prayer, and witness. Jim, take it away.
Rob, thank you again, as always. I love our conversations. There's so much interesting comes out of them. You know, I think about as I listen to your intro, and it occurs to me that what I really teach is access to guidance. It's enabling our natural state of connection with source. That's great. But what happens after that? What happens after that is enabling our natural state of connection with source means that the mind subsides, because the mind is linear. It can't process, and it can't call in God on its own anyway. But as you move out of, away from rigidity and more into allowing and more and more and more into allowing, you start moving into this partnership with source. Again, not so different from the forest and the trees. But as you enable that connection, it's then, well, what happens now? So what I've really come to see is that what I teach is access to guidance. Now, I'm not a biblical person at all, but I know that the Holy Spirit, what people call the Holy Spirit, is guidance from God. And I believe that people understand the Holy Spirit as a messenger from God. And so guidance is really the end result we're all looking for. And there's two types of guidance in my world now. There's full-blown guidance where you've really moved out of the mind altogether. And that's what core resonance does. We use neurofeedback, core resonance, to quiet the nervous system. As the nervous system quiets down, the natural state of connection with source becomes enabled. As that connection becomes enabled, the mind will naturally subside. And that's the ultimate. That is full-blown guidance. You've moved out of your mind. You've moved into presence. And in presence, guidance naturally shows up, and guidance delivers you to order. So core resonance is a more sophisticated technology. In fact, I kind of topped out with that in the middle of this last summer in 2022 and kind of went back to my roots of Visionaries Lab, which is mind-based technology. So core resonance is a nervous system-based technology. Visionaries Lab is a mind-based technology. And what I'm doing is I'm focusing on learning how to manage the mind through affirmations and prayer, and in evidence of that as witnesses, as witness. There's so many different kinds of things, but you see, witness is, so when witness shows up, when witnesses show up, when evidence shows up that your affirmations are, you know, are working, there's a component of guidance that begins to become available. And see, so it's not only a letting go process, but in letting go, there's a natural net that catches you when you let go, and that's guidance. Now, the difference between guidance from core resonance and what I call guidance light is that when we're using affirmations and managing the mind and teaching the mind how to have much higher quality output and broadcast. The shortcoming is that the mind is the foundational tool that we're working with, because with core resonance, we leave the mind entirely aside, for which presence shows up, guidance becomes available, guidance delivers us to order. When we're using the mind is always a part of the technology. And when you're using the mind, there's a shortcoming in the ultimate, accessing the ultimate version of guidance. So I call it guidance light. And the way we do this, the way we work with this, is we learn how to teach the mind to have much higher quality broadcast, much higher quality prayer, much higher quality affirmation. And as the mind becomes singular in its focus, which frankly is on our connection with Source, we want to learn how to cause the mind to be singular in its focus, because it's already broadcasting out all the time. Why not seed the mind with what we want it to broadcast? Why not cause the mind to talk to God? And again, the mind is technically not a very good tool, but if it's what you've got to work with, we can cause the broadcast to be singular in its purpose, which is about our connection with Source. And so the process of doing this is I start with a series of well-proven affirmations that are associated with abundance and prosperity. And we write them on a regular basis. So this is the program called Soaring Affirmations, Prosperity, and Guidance Light. And what we do is we saturate the mind with a type of affirmation and a type of thinking. And as the mind settles into this routine, we then give the mind the option of then taking the affirmation and upgrading it. So in other words, we're first off, causing the mind to be singular in its focus, and then there's a part of us that upgrades the affirmation to be more personal to us. And next thing you know, the affirmation has become kind of a we concept, me and blended. And so the affirmation, that's how it becomes a soaring affirmation. The way to better describe this, and when I originally discovered this we concept, was when I started journaling. Before I wrote Visionaries Thrive in All Times, which I started that in April of 2000, so 1998, 1999 into 2000, I had a hard breakup, difficult breakup in a relationship. And I journaled for 2 years, and I started out by the journaling very quickly moved to, "Good morning, Jim, we are pleased to speak with you." So it short-circuited just the I part of me. And so the whole journaling experience that eventually became Visionaries Thrive in All Times was kind of a partnership. We, good morning, Jim, we are pleased. And so what it did is it gave me more latitude to expand and be visionary, because I wasn't held down by just me and my thinking. I had freedom because it was a we experience. So the soaring affirmation is a similar thing, where we take a grounded, proven series of affirmations for prosperity and abundance, and we turn them into kind of a we, and eventually that we is how the guidance starts showing up. And so because on our own, we are far, our mind is linear. It only can project based on what it knows. And so when we move into the we start moving the scale of the affirmation beyond the mind. And that's why how the term soaring affirmation comes to exist. And I can tell you, technically, the mind is a limited tool. And once you've accessed presence, it's not that hot of a tool at all. But the mind can be used very, very, very effectively. And part of that is saturating the mind with a certain type of affirmation. And then we start seeing witnessing of the evidence of the quality of the new type of thinking that the mind is putting out. And we got something really powerful going on. And that's the fun of it.
With respect to the process you just shared with us, Jim, how do the concepts of resistance and allowing fit in there?
All right. So first, you know, even in listening to the idea here, and I know I'm still trying to reduce this down to its simplest common denominator, but some people are simply going to, you know, just by their very, well, first off, One of the places resistance comes from is being in overload. Everybody's brain, most people are in a lot of overload because our natural state is guidance. And when we're in guidance, guidance kind of drives the show. That's why my big me thing is fun, because I'm plugged into guidance and I'm playing in a really big picture, you might say. But when you're in overload, your ability to take on something new is really limited. And the reason we're in overload is because we're out of our natural state of guidance. When you're away from guidance, the brain has to manually process everything on its own. The brain goes into overload because it was never designed for that. And so there's where your resistance shows up. And when we recognize that we're not hearing what I'm trying to explain as an idea, it's because we're in overload to begin with. And so meditation, you know, learning how to quiet the mind. But as we, what we want to, and so part of the problem is in resistance, we are resistant. And in being resistant, we beget more resistance. So you see, the solution is to become allowing where you once resisted. There's the beginning of the trail right there, is allowing what you once resisted. And of course, resistance brings you more of the same. Allowing, as you move more and more into allowing brings you something new and different in each moment. So we have to recognize that resistance and rigidity and reaction is a product of being in overload. And we have to learn to come to a stop now and then and allow what we once resisted. And as we do, we will quickly see our life start to shift. And so that's part of this whole coaching thing, this whole thing I'm delivering to people. We got to start at the basics. And most people are in lots of resistance simply because it's not so much their nature, but their brain's in overload and cannot take on anything new. And resistance is protection from more overload.
But what I'm hearing, Jim, is if someone engages in the soaring affirmations process and really goes after it with a good commitment, that this assists them in being open to letting go of resistance and allowing something that will give them a better life to come in.
Well, think about it this way. When you're in resistance, your broadcast is resistance. I mean, you're asking for trouble. I mean, I'm not saying you're doing it on purpose, but the mechanism, the mechanics of it is the brain is in overload. It is in massive sensory overload, trying to manage our whole life, which it was not designed to do. So in resistance, we're going to get more resistance, and learning how to let go is where the whole thing starts. And I'm not sure, I lost your question in there somewhere.
Well, I want our listeners to hear, you know, I think most people who are seriously in resistance are creating challenges in their life.
Absolutely.
And probably more than one. And I really want them to hear how engaging in the soaring affirmations process is a proven way to transition out of that dilemma into something better, as opposed to some of the traditional ways, like talk therapy, for example, which takes forever and costs you a fortune.
Well, so thank you for getting me back on track there, because so what happens is normally people are in resistance and they broadcast resistance. They broadcast the overwhelm of resistance. And what we're doing is we're saturating the mind with a particular type of affirmation that is simply about your connection with source. And so what we're doing is we're making the mind's focus and output singular, which frankly, it's where it should be anyway. Our connection with source is our foundation. Without it, we're dysfunctional as a species. I mean, you can see it all the different which ways. And so what we're doing is taking this tool that is available, which is the mind. We carry it around with us all the time. We don't think about having dominion over it, but we actually can have dominion over it. We can dictate, I could probably use a better term than that, but we can actually craft what the mind broadcasts. And if we can cause the mind to broadcast about our connection with source, just enabling just the broadcast of that starts the process of diminishing the different kinds of overload. So what we want to do is take a mind that's running on wild on its own and repeating itself. And there's some terminology for that. I don't know what it is offhand, but reverberating this negative over and over and over again, we cause the mind to be singular in its focus. And that's what I'm talking about, saturating the mind with a type of affirmation. And actually, this is a group of affirmations. We do it every day. And as you learn how to do it, you then learn how to take that affirmation and lift off in kind of a we format. And you take that affirmation, it's well proven, and it becomes personalized. And it helps you move further and deeper into this partnership and this a blending with source. And as the rigidity drops away, the guidance as a product of allowing simply becomes more enabled. And this is something I teach. In fact, I started this program in 2004, 2005. I've done it four or five times over the last 20 some odd years. And all of my core resonance, everything I've done has come out of the Soaring Affirmations Prosperity and Guidance Light program. And saturating the mind and causing the mind to become, I don't want to use the word discipline, but saturating the mind such that the broadcast is clear and clean will create a very different result in your life, and very quickly, very quickly. It's a lot. It's marvelous to understand. Then now you start to have dominion over your life. And see, this is what I'm teaching. I'm teaching personal power, self-empowerment. Ultimately, I'm interested in world peace. And the first thing the humans have to do is step into their power. And right now, for most of us, the most available thing is our mind. And most of us don't manage our minds much. And really, we want our focus singular on our connection with source, because that's where the governance comes from. Again, the forest and the trees and the bumblebees and everybody else in nature, even the mineral kingdom. They're all plugged into that single the whole thing works because of that single governance. Humans are out of sync with it. And once we become in sync with it, our worlds will change significantly.
I want to share a specific example with you and get your feedback. So Joe Resistant discovers Jim Hamilton. And session number one, instead of talking to him at length about his failed marriage, his lack of money, his cancer, you introduce him to a process which bypasses, if you will, those surface dilemmas, I'm going to call them, and directs him to a series of proven affirmations that will allow Joe Resistant to begin to let go of his resistance, so he can access source and actually have a better life instead of endlessly going around in the same dysfunctional circles.
So another way to say that is we change his broadcast. It's another way of saying we don't need to talk about the old broadcast at all. And that's the mistake. That's the mistake that's in so much prayer, is people say, oh, I want to get away from this, or I'm praying for so-and-so who has this kind of trouble or that. And I'm not saying people don't do that or don't do that if that's important to you, of course. But if you can hear the idea that it's not I'm looking for gold, it's gold. And you let the tools find the gold. I'm not finding gold, it's gold. And you let the tools find the gold. And so we take, I can work with anybody that's willing. You know, take courage is a component of this, by the way. It's the breakpoint on the map of consciousness. And as people are willing to have more, a lot of people are comfortable with what they have, even in the amount of pain they have. So they haven't reached that point of courage. They'd rather hold on to what they have because at least they've got something. And the fear of falling or it getting worse might be the reason they won't go forward. See, that's what courage is about, is taking that step. And what we can do is redefine your broadcast, redefine your prayer, because again, ultimately we're talking to God, we're talking to the governance, the order that everything shares, and we're wanting to become uplifted to it. So the better we can mimic it, the better we can resonate with it, the more coherent our whole spirit experience becomes. That's what I teach.